Lights, cameras, an 88-foot runway, live DJ, models, and the 62nd annual DAP Fashion Show is underway. This year, the event is Friday, April 26th, and even made the list of 50 things you must do in Cincinnati before you die. And here to tell us is the woman who knows every intimate detail of the event. It's director for 15 years, Lori Wilson. Welcome back, Lori, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Okay, in 15 years, you've seen tremendous changes with this program. And I'm talking about the University of Cincinnati's DAP fashion program and ultimately the fashion show, which is the culmination for the seniors. Can you just tell us briefly a little bit about the purpose of the fashion show and the process?
The purpose of the show is to let the public celebrate the creations of the designers and what they've made throughout that year prior to. We do salute the seniors. This year we have 32 and their thesis collections, which are currently being created in the spring semester. They're all created in one semester now that we've moved to a semester program as opposed to a quarters program. And then we also will show some of the underclassmen garments that are scored into the show throughout the year. So it really has grown tremendously, as you said, from very austere beginnings in small theaters around the city. And it's 62 years old, so it has had a long life. But now we are at the Campus Recreation Center on the main floor. It just feels like you're walking into a major runway show in a major venue. 1,500 seats, as you said, an 88-foot runway. There's nothing like it around.
Do students have free rein to create their garments?
They do. We'll talk about seniors specifically because that's the bulk of what people will see in this event. They come up with a concept, they have an inspiration, and then they follow that. And the inspirations are as varied as you can imagine. And so we have everything from children's wear to very purposeful utility garments. In the past, we've had garments that went from being a vest and turned into a hammock or something like that. And two very costume-oriented things that you might see in a Cirque du Soleil to, of course, bridal. So the range is as far as the imagination can take it.
Are there, in the audience, folks from major department stores and other retail outlets across the country that are taking a look at what these young people are creating?
Of course, there's great relationship at the university with the longstanding co-op program. So co-op employers are always in the audience, always invited. And that's one of the finest things about the fashion design and product development program at UC is the fact that it is a five-year program and the students do work throughout that in these semester-long co-op opportunities. So when they graduate, they've had a full year's worth of real-world work. And of course, our show is sponsored by Macy's. Macy's executives are in the audience. We just couldn't do it without their sponsorship. And so it's really a wonderful relationship with them.
When do they begin work on their designs and sort of what is the process?
Now that we're in semesters, they began work on these when they returned to school in January. Throughout their career, they've been thinking about what they're inspired by and what draws them, what draws their heart. They know where their inspiration lies, and so then they start an investigative process. Many times, they will be inspired by a painting they saw on a co-op when they were in Europe, or maybe they picked up a piece of fabric in New York, or they saw a building in a hometown where they lived. Like I said, so varied. And so they start with that concept. Then they begin to sketch out ideas. And how does that translate to garments? Because if it's a building, what's that going to do? So they begin to sketch out a collection, and then they make patterns, mock it up in muslin first. So they create all of the garments in muslin first, and they have mid-semester, they have a muslin critique where the professors and the juror who usually comes in will give them ideas about you may want to tweak this fit here, or you make that peplum longer, or make the collar more broad, whatever. And then, because you don't want to make it up in the final fabric until you know exactly what it's going to be. And then they make it up in final fabric and you have a collection.
So they do create it with a collection in mind.
Yes.
Several pieces
yes.
that all complement each other.
Yes. It tells a story. Mm-hmm. And so the collections will be four garments to maybe eight. It just depends on the student and what they want to do with that. And that's, we're talking seniors. Now, specifically, the underclassmen will be given, say, we're doing tailoring. So they'll do a tailored garment or knitwear. They'll do a knitted garment. Children's wear, they'll do a children's wear garment.
How many total pieces end up being in the show?
Usually with children's wear, somewhere between 350, 380, close to 400 sometimes. It's big.
Who is this DJ?
Well, we have a great DJ. He actually started in Dayton and came to us several years ago. when we first decided we would do a live music gig. And it was hard for me to release that because there's a lot of area for interesting things to happen when the music is being mixed live. So his name is DJ Ruckus Roboticus. He's amazing. And this year he got into touring internationally. He has had some original music that he's produced, and he's now in L.A. And we'll have an understudy with him this year who will, from this point forward, be taking over the show afterwards.
Let's talk about the models. Who used to model, and how's that evolved to what you have on the runway today?
As we say, back in the day, the students would get their friends, sisters, brothers, whomever. And there was really not a vested interest in the fact that if they got a better opportunity on that Friday night, they might not show. And so I said, if we want to continue to take it up a notch, I want to hire professional models who've had some runway experience. I mean, an 88-foot runway is not an easy catwalk for anyone. I don't care how experienced you are. So we've started hiring models with experience. We do a model call to discover new talent, which happened a few weeks back in early March. And then we have some models that regularly come back and work with us. So we will probably have somewhere around 28 to 30 female models in the adult range. Then, of course, we have the children, as many children garments as you have, and those are just kids, and they'll do anything on the runway, and it's always fun to see what happens. Then we usually have five or six guys.
You've got a dress rehearsal opportunity for folks in the community to attend.
3 years ago, we decided to open our dress rehearsal for a couple reasons, to make it affordable for maybe high school students who would want to come and see how an event is really produced. Sometimes there's grandparents or parents who would love a chance to see that student's garment come down the runway more than once. It also gives our production team and the models and everyone a chance to have some live audience members. When you get that feedback when you're on the stage, it just changes the way you appear. Obviously, hair and makeup are not done for the dress rehearsal. I'm truly critiquing and tweaking and changing the way people are walking and the path they're taking down the road. All of that is happening. So it's really a working dress rehearsal. We call it the reality rehearsal experience. And then the next night, they come back and it is polished, clean, shining for the final event. So they're very different in the fact that the rehearsal is a working rehearsal. Mm-hmm. But it's really fun, especially if somebody's into it, to come and watch it.
Well, that's great. That's on Thursday, April 25th. And the actual 62nd Annual Adapt Fashion Show is on Friday, April 26th.
Yes.
I've been speaking with Lori Wilson. She's director of the University of Cincinnati's Adapt Fashion Show. 15 years this year.
I know.
Congratulations.
Wow, crazy.
And for more information about how you can get tickets, about the DAP alumni after party, the reception prior to on Friday night, please visit our website, wbxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.